Muses Topic Wheel. We're gonna spin it around. It's the Dylan and Miller Topic Wheel. You can't stop it. We're gonna spin it around.
Thank you very much. Let's dust this thing off. Has it been used? Maybe since we used it last.
Probably.
Yeah. But that's been a while, so we'll shake the dust off here and see what could possibly be discussed today. Will it be option number one, lawnmower talk?
Ooh, just mowed my lawn the other day. I got some HSOs there.
Yeah, I like to kick it old school and use the manual rotary one that just kind of doesn't have any kind of power to it. Will it be option number two, gut health talk? You guys taking your probiotics?
Yes.
We'll kick that around.
Gummies count?
I don't know if I have much on that, but so I hope it doesn't land on that.
Option three, summer talk.
Okay. It is summer.
Makes sense.
Or any season. It could be any season we put in there. Or option four, is peace in the Middle East obtainable? We embrace debate. Let's spin the wheel and see which one it lands on.
Please be the last one.
Gut health. It's gut health.
Peace.
Still gut health.
Peace. Peace.
It's gut health. Oh, actually, one last click there. It's summer talk.
Whoa!
As we are smack dab in the middle of summer, and I've had a couple of things weighing on my mind. One, I'd hopped on the Sweet Spot on Tuesday, my normal show, filling in for Jubb. Instead of doing afternoon Jubb, we had afternoon Nub.
Why?
Or afternoon Jubb.
Yeah, why?
Oh, do we have the disclaimer?
Sorry.
Anyway.
Monty has one leg and a nub.
So during afternoon Nub, they were talking about things that you tried and didn't really enjoy. You gave up on it pretty quick.
Food.
And I was telling them, I hit the ground running on that one.
I was speaking for myself.
Oh, I took it in stride, my friend. But they were asking, yeah, about things that you tried and weren't a big fan of. And I told them that I tried the guitar.
Oh.
And I gave it a go and even halfway learned a song and then played a little bit more, got my parents to get me a guitar, and then just really did not care for it and never wanted to go back to it.
This was like this year?
No. This was when I was young.
Okay. I had a very similar thing with drums.
But the opposite, where you liked it.
Well, I didn't like it at first because when they bought me drum, they bought me a snare drum and like a piece of iron for cymbal instead of like a full kit. And so brother got guitar and amplifier. I had snare.
They got you ready for percussion.
Yeah.
In band class.
Which in band class, you have to have piano experience, or at least back then.
What?
So I wasn't even allowed to be in percussion. I had to do the euphonium.
Why is that?
Because it's like smaller tuba.
You had to have piano experience? That seems ridiculous.
Yeah. That's what we thought, too.
Huh.
Now, they made me play the euphonium because of these two guys right
here.
Yeah. But
and then I got to actually get a drum. Got to actually get a drum set when I scraped up my legs from euphonium, which is another story in general.
Which could be its own segment, probably.
So where I originally started trying out the guitar was at a summer camp. Now, this was not your everyday summer camp. This wasn't, one where you go out and just do zip lining and
archery.
Crazy. Now, you did do some of that stuff, but this was at Camp Esperanza, which is a certain type of camp for kids afflicted with the big C.
Mm.
Cough?
For kids that are all canced up.
Oh.
Kids that have cancer. No, you don't get to just go if you have a cough.
Have one, like...
What a spare camp that is.
Sorry, we can't send you to the other camp.
But no, this was Camp Esperanza, and I had never been to a summer camp before. I wasn't a huge fan of sleeping away from home, at least for multiple days.
How old were you at this time?
So I was 14.
Okay.
And this was weird for me too, because this camp that I went to, that was like the maximum age. I forget the low end. It was like
6 to 15 is what I see online.
Okay. It was pretty young. And so I was my first time, going there with some kids who had been going their whole life. Because even if you didn't have cancer anymore, you could still go back.
They don't kick you out just because you beat it?
No.
Makes sense.
Unless you turn, 15 while you're at camp, and then they just kind of leave you on the side of the road, and you got to walk home.
Just bus peels out and drives away.
But no, so at Camp Esperanza, it was a good time. I had fun there. I was still going through treatment, so it was a little weird. I had to stop and go take a boatload of horse pills and all that. But they did have fishing, and I think they actually did have some kind of zip line you could do if you were a little more able-bodied than I was. And I think they had archery. But they also had classes that you could go to throughout the day, arts and crafts and stuff like that. And one of those was like a musical class. And it was, I went to the one where you learn guitar.
Yeah.
And in this class, I had this realization in real time on Tuesday at the ticket that they taught us one song. And that was Green Day's Good Riddance.
Okay.
The Time of Your Life song. Which at the time didn't mean anything to me. But now looking back on it, I was like, what a horrible song to make a bunch of cancer kids sing.
I hope you had the time of your life.
Like, look, we're gonna slow drip this to you.
Yeah, you could have played for Norm.
You're not going to be here much longer. Maybe if you sing about it, it'll hit you a little easier. But I learned that, and then we had like a little, mini concert at the end that we would do as I'm sparing everybody to death off key and not doing too hot. But I did kind of enjoy it.
How long was the camp?
It went for about a week.
So you had a week to learn this song?
I mean, we weren't shredding it up there like we were performing at the AAC. It was a very rudimentary version of the song.
Okay.
But it kind of piqued my interest, and I went home and, like I said, got my parents to get me a guitar because I thought I'm going to turn into Slash, and gave up on it pretty quickly.
Do you remember the brand? It was like a Schecter?
Of the guitar? No.
PRS?
It was a guitar that
Taylor?
It probably wasn't a PRS for a beginner, like a $3,000 guitar.
I don't think my dad went and got Stevie Ray Vaughan's guitar.
That was a bad guess, my ham. Like, among the most expensive electric guitars you could buy.
Like the one that Jimi Hendrix was clutching to while puking in his mouth.
That he lit on a fire.
A Gibson or a PSG. Probably not for a beginner.
It was something, he got at a garage sale, and I don't know even where it is. They got rid of it at some point. But, it was at a summer camp, and honestly, it was kind of funny because I still kind of keep in contact with one of the counselors at the camp, Rob, and he texted me after he heard that segment, and he was like, I did not pick that song. I would not have picked that song. And I also did not realize at the time the irony, perhaps, of that song.
The bittersweet irony.
And if I had known, we probably would have picked something different. But he told me that, he was heading down. I guess they have this camp next week.
It starts in 3 days, 1 hour, 32 minutes, and 27 seconds.
Yeah. So it's a big deal to get to go to this kind of camp. And I'm guessing you guys said you've never been to a summer camp?
No, because my big thing, and this is why I also don't travel out of the country, I don't know what I would eat or if they'd have food available for me.
Well, luckily they weren't feeding us like escargot and quiche.
Like real exotic? How exotic do you think the cuisine gets at?
It was beanie weenies and spaghetti.
Pizza.
I was afraid it'd be like turkey sandwiches and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, are turkey sandwiches exotic to you?
It's something I don't want to eat.
Like one of the most universal food, just...
Yeah, wait, do you not eat lunch meat sandwiches?
No, I do. I eat bologna and ham.
Well, they'd have a ham option then probably if you had to eat this anyway.
I've never met anybody that didn't like deli turkey. That's a new one to me.
All the turkey that Ham doesn't eat, luckily McLaren picks up the slack.
Yeah, right.
The universe balances out
one
by giving him.
One picks up for another.
But I was bummed out that I only got to do that once because it was fun. And it seemed like, that a lot of the people that were there and got to spend, every summer there, at least for a week, had a good time. And I'm just curious how big of a deal that is now, not just cancer camps, but summer camps in general. Because I don't remember many of my friends going to them, at least that I remember.
Yeah, I guess it depends. I know that my nephew went to a summer camp out of state, even.
Like Colorado or something?
I can't remember if it was Cozumel. Colorado or Michigan or somewhere like that, but just like...
Send him to Cozumel? Yeah. Just Nike factory.
Just pin $20 to a shirt. Good luck. No, it was just... It's some well-known, you know, camp where people from all over send their kids, and it's okay. Like, you know, it's just like a cool place where you do all... They've got all the infrastructure and stuff. And
yeah.
I thought, you know, after the fact, like, yeah, that would be kind of cool whenever you were young to meet people, you know, meet other kids your age from a lot of other different places. Because I feel like you get that experience when you go to college. Like, I went to college out of state, so you're meeting all people from different... And it's... I think that's part of being a well-rounded person is getting perspective from other people from other circumstances. And
right.
The sooner you get that opportunity, it's probably the better. And even if it's just local, like a summer camp, and it's from kids from the surrounding area, there is something cool about having to, you know, sink or swim with meeting new people and then, a situation where most kids aren't going to be comfortable. I do feel like I kind of missed out on that. But like Ham, I really didn't have much interest at the time.
Yeah, if they had a World of Warcraft camp, I would have gone to that. That was what I was into back in the day.
That's got to be a thing now.
I was going to say, they probably have something like that now, some kind of gaming camp.
I did look it up for you, Monty. There is a place called Camp for All in Texas, which is for all ages cancer patients.
Is it really for all, though, if I can't go there?
Ooh.
You could pretend.
I don't want to pretend.
Like when I pretended to have sickle cell so I could meet Marquise Daniels.
Fake leg. No leg. You had a fake leg.
And I really stood out. That's a particular disease for particular people. But yeah, I was thinking back on that, and I was wishing that I got... Because I got to go back. I think they had like a family weekend when you could go... Well, it's different going with your parents and your brother versus, yeah, just relying on... You being able to connect with other kids. And I remember the biggest thing I was worried about was showering. Cause I was like, I was anticipating it being a big mass thing overall.
Like in prison?
Having to shower at once.
Or just someone's just hosing you down outside of the cabin.
As I'm just hoarding my little bar of soap. But no, it was a good time. And yeah, I'm hoping at some point I could go as a counselor. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
But I probably need to go when I could help them more than the kids would have to help me.
I wonder if... I'm not sure. Is it... Would you think that it's more of a factor now, just kids going to camp, just because it feels like we're specializing kids much more? Like I played baseball growing up. So do kids who are athletically inclined, are they immediately just, no, summers are for your travel sports team and for lessons and all
could
that.
Could be.
And
yeah.
you don't even get the opportunity anymore. We're just... kind of creating these little narrow focused kids these days, it seems like. And I don't know, I think it's probably better to go the other way, but good luck telling people how to raise their kids. Not gonna do that.
All right, there's a little summer talk for you.